It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be here with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful declaration that God loves you, and He proved that love by sending His only begotten Son, Jesus, given by the Heavenly Father to die in our place, shedding His blood so that we might have everlasting life. We are going to be looking at Hebrews chapter number 6 today. That's Hebrews chapter number 6. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by evangelist Bruce Fry and his brother Sammy. The name of this first song is titled, Born Again.
It was late at night and the Savior, He was waiting for a man named Nicodemus to arrive. Master of the Jews, yet He was searching. The law He taught had never satisfied. Nicodemus came and slowly bowed in greeting. As He sat, He quietly wondered where to start. With nowhere else to turn, this teacher came to learn, not knowing that the Lord had read his heart. And He said, we know Thou art a teacher from heaven sent to man. No man could do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus paused and then He answered the question on his mind. If you want to see God's kingdom, ye must be born again. Born again of the water and the Spirit. Like the wind, you may not see it, but ye must be born again. Born again of the water and the Spirit. Like the wind, you may not see it, but ye must be born again. Are you willing now to listen to the Word of God this day? There are angels all around us, for godly men have prayed. Could there be a Nicodemus listening today? If you want to see God's kingdom, He must be born again. Born again of the water and the Spirit. Like the wind, you may not see it, but ye must be born again. Born again of the water and the Spirit. Like the wind, you may not see it, but ye must be born again. Born again of the water and the Spirit. Like the wind, you may not see it, but ye must be born again. And ye must be born again. Born again.
Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, Jesus went right to the need that Nicodemus had. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. As Nicodemus answered him in verse number 4, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Everyone that has a fleshly birth must come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ when they reach the age of accountability. That's why Jesus said in verse number 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Everyone that is born into mankind needs to accept Jesus Christ as Savior when he realizes he's a sinner. Jesus said in verse number 5, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, that's the fleshly birth, and of the Spirit, that's the second birth, being born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Notice verse number 7, Jesus said, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That is three times that Jesus made mention of being born again to Nicodemus. You must be born again, or you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again of the Spirit after being born of the flesh. And he said, Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Even the picture here in verse number 8, where Jesus said, The wind bloweth where it listeth, and now hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. What does that mean? Salvation is not only eternal, lasting forever, but it is also internal. Man cannot see other men accepting Christ as Savior. When we ask Jesus to be our Savior, just like the wind that cannot be seen by itself, but affects everything around it, the dust and the leaves and the trees. So when we ask Jesus to be our Savior, the Holy Spirit moves into our heart and affects all of our life. We're made new creatures in Christ. Our soul is made brand new, so that everything internally, where the Holy Spirit is changed. It affects the rest of our lives. My friend, you have already had the first birth, the birth by water, the fleshly birth. Now you need to have that spiritual birth in order to be able to go to heaven. Ye must be born again. It is the most important decision that you will ever make to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you would like more information about what the Bible says concerning this salvation that is offered as a free gift by God to us through the Lord Jesus Christ's shed blood, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with a copy of the Bible and share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to come to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Our services start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Now, unless you're providentially hindered, don't wait till Wednesday night to come be with us. Be with us this morning at 9:45 in Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church. You can also go to our website, www.mebbantabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebban is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Mebban Tabernacle Baptist Church. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior according to what God's Word teaches, and how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbins Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbins with an apostrophe S. That will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we'll give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by Evangelist Bruce Fry and his brother, Pastor Sammy Fry. The name of the second song is titled, The Lord is Good.
The Lord is good. His mercies are endless. The Lord is good. His love has no end. The Lord is good. Come taste His forgiveness. Oh, come with me. Oh, come and see. The Lord is good. He is high and holy, and the Lord of glory. Yet He will receive all who repent and call on His name. Won't be rejected, come as you are, with all of your sin, fall at His feet, and taste of His mercy. Oh, come with me, oh, come and see, the Lord is good. His mercies are endless. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
His love has no end.
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good. Come taste His forgiveness. Oh, come with me. Oh, come and see. The Lord is good. Oh, come with me, oh, come and see, the Lord is good.
Psalm 34:8, a psalm of David. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. My friend, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as personal Savior, you trust in what He has done for you on the old rugged cross to buy salvation for you. And then after salvation, you can trust in the Lord to guide you. If that trust in the Lord can bring salvation, and it does when you trust in Him, then trusting in the Lord after salvation can guide you through this life. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Blessed is the man that comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusts in Him as personal Savior. Blessed even further is that man that after salvation trusts in the Lord with his life so that he can be a blessing to others, a blessing in the name of the Lord. Now, in order for us to trust in the Lord after salvation as we ought, we need to put ourselves aside. Listen to this last song by Evangelist Bruce Fry and his brother, Pastor Sammy Fry, as they sing for us, The Old Man is Dead.
Now and then a
an old friend of mine I've not seen for some time. Will stop by and ask me, hey, where you been? What's on your mind? I wonder why I'm not drinking and still painting this old town red. Tell him I'm serving Jesus now, and the old man is dead. The man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes, I have the same old name. You're looking on the outside, if you could see inside instead, why, you would see a brand new man. The old man is dead. You see, according to the Word of God, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Used to live such a wicked life, I had no hope inside. I was lost in darkness, searching for the light. Then one night in a little church, after hearing what the preacher said, gave my life to Jesus, and the old man was dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes, I have the same old name. Looking on the outside, if you could see inside instead, why, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. You're still looking on the outside, if you could see inside instead, see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. Thank God, the old man is dead.
Let's revisit 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17. As Paul writes to the church of Corinth, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God has made us a new creature in Christ, given us a new soul. Old things have passed away. Those things before we were saved, whereby we could not please God. In fact, our righteousnesses were as filthy rags in His sight. Now, everything we do, even down to giving a glass of cold water in the name of a disciple, does not lose reward for us. For now we are His child. We've been adopted into His family. We're born again, and all things are become new. That is the way our life should be. The old man is dead because we have a new nature that's been given to us. We are in Christ, and Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is in us. We need to remember that what Christ has done for us should help us to be able to give ourselves as a living sacrifice, according to Romans 12:1-2. Will there still be a battle with our flesh? Yes, there will be. Paul even talks about wrestling with that old nature. We have, now that we're saved, what we need to have victory in Jesus because we've been made a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, in Hebrews chapter 6, we're still in the passage dealing with the importance of serving the Lord after salvation and not turning back to our own will. Chapter 5, starting with verse number 11, deals with the fact that the Hebrew Christians were not grown in the Lord. They were not mature. They were as babies. They needed to grow in Christ. They needed to be strengthened in their spiritual walk. In chapter number 6, after someone has been saved, they do not have to worry over their salvation, because once we receive Christ as personal Savior, God does the rest. He is the one that forgives our sins and cleanses our soul of sin and makes us new creatures in Christ. He's the one that adopts us into the family of God. He's the one that gives us everlasting life. He's the one that places us in the atonement. He's the one that makes us born again. He's the one that places the Holy Spirit within us. He's the one who guarantees us our citizenship in heaven, and he is the one that also guarantees us a glorified body. All these are parts of salvation that we do not have to worry about. We can go on to serve the Lord. But what about those that, according to verse number 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they should fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. We're not talking about lost people here. We're talking about those who know Jesus as their Savior, who have tasted all these things about living for the Lord and the goodness of living for the Lord, and they turned their back on the Lord's will to go after their will because they damaged their testimony, not salvation. They damaged their fellowship with the Lord. Then going back to where they should have been is impossible. If you're thinking, well, I'll go away from God's will and come back and everything will be just the way it was, no, it will not. As we go down to verse number 7 and 8, talking about salvation being a piece of ground that is given to us, and what will we grow on it? Will we grow on it herbs that will be beneficial to others, or thorns and briars that are only to be burned? Here we talk about the rewards that are offered for living for the Lord. He also goes on further to say, beloved, in verse number 9, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. This is not about being saved. This is about those things that accompany being saved. Verse number 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. This is not salvation he's talking about, because we don't work for salvation. This is our testimony after salvation. Verse number 11, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. The key word here in verse number 11 is the word show. He said that every one of you do show the same diligence. You see, we're not talking about salvation. Salvation is what God places within you. Living for the Lord after you're saved, and this is what this passage is talking about, being strong and living for the Lord, being dedicated to his will, being consistent about what the Lord's done on the inside by the way that you live on the outside. It affects your attitude. It affects your speech. It affects everything about you. He says here, show the same diligence and full assurance of salvation. Now, the full assurance of salvation has to do not only with us knowing that we're saved, but the application of salvation. The full assurance. not only deals with our receiving Christ as Savior, but also the demonstration of that salvation after salvation in the way that we live. The full assurance that we have on the inside affects the way that we live for the Lord on the outside. Remember, we're not talking about salvation. We're talking about being strong in the Lord as living for the Lord. He says in verse number 12, "And be ye not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Salvation in itself is not following others to work. Salvation is receiving the gift of God. When the writer here says in verse number 12, "Be not slothful," he's not talking about salvation. He is talking about living for the Lord after salvation. Don't be slothful in living for the Lord after you receive Him as Savior. He says, "Be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Faith, patience, how we live for the Lord after salvation. Our faith that saves us is a one-time faith. Because we have faith that Christ can save us after salvation, our faith is no longer geared to being saved because our faith has brought us to salvation by accepting Christ as Savior. But after salvation, there's a working faith that we need to have in trusting the Lord and also the patience of doing that that'd be pleasing to the Lord. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you in the process of growing in the Lord, being strong in the Lord, not babes in Christ, but being mature so that you can be an example of the believer as Paul told Timothy to be? Are you demonstrating those things that accompany salvation? Are you showing the same diligence to the full assurance of hope that you have to the end, from salvation to death? Or to the generation that will be involved in this, from salvation to the rapture. Whatever it is, will you be faithful to the Lord? Will you show what the Lord has done? And by all means, once you've tasted all these things of God's will, don't turn back on the Lord. Be consistent and be dedicated to serving the Lord because of all He's done for you. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the only way that you can get to the place where you can be pleasing to God is by confessing that you're a sinner and then repenting of your sin and receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Ask Jesus to save you. He's promised to do so. And if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."